Have you ever done something for someone just to make them happy and it still wasn't good enough? It's infuriating, right? There's just no pleasing some folks.
So the big question is this.
How is it possible that one person alone can transform any relationship, save their marriage, create their unshakable love and unleash passion, divorce-proof their family without needing their partner to get on board and do this with them? And yet, still get to be happily, authentically you without compromise?
That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer.
You've probably been in this situation many, many times. Someone wants you to do something that you really don't want to do, but you figure, I'm just going to do it anyway, right? I'll be the nice person. Let me just make them happy. I don't want to rock the boat. It'll just be easier if I do this. And they'll be happy about it, something like that, right? Only to wind up in a situation where it's not good enough or things backfire. And in the end, they're still unhappy. You've been in this situation, yes? And in that moment, what do you feel? Resentment, right? You feel some form of resentment. And that makes sense because by definition, when you go into pleasing, you are factually doing something that you do not want to do just to make someone else happy. So when they're not happy, when your sacrifice is met with upset, criticism, or judgment anyway, resentment is the predictable emotion. This is a predictable pattern with a predictable outcome. This is one of those trigger boomerang loops I was telling you about in my last episode. You can find a link to it in the description section. Okay, so let's break this down and I'll show you the closed loop pattern. Now, in long-term relationships, there are two different kinds of outcomes from pleasing, and they're both negative. Outcome number one, they aren't happy anyway. This is extremely common and there's nothing wrong with you. It's not that you can't make someone happy. There are so many reasons why they aren't happy with what you've tried to do, even though you showed up with the best of intention. In this outcome, your sacrifice isn't appreciated, or worse, it's rejected. And that breaks down the relationship between the two of you. Can you feel that? That the relationship would break down? So outcome two, they're happy with the outcome because you did what they wanted you to do for them. But afterwards, you're unhappy about it. Sometimes it's because we feel like we were on the losing end of that deal. Other times it feels like we're being taken advantage of, or we don't feel good about the relationship. Or worse, when you ask them to do something for you, they don't, and then you really feel like you're not getting back what you're giving. This is not a coincidence. It's not just you or them. It's a predictable pattern with a predictable outcome. It's the same pattern regardless of the humans that you throw into it. In long-term relationship, when you put pleasing into the loop, the boomerang you get back is resentment. Pleasing goes in, resentment comes back. I know, this is contradictory to everything you've been taught. I get it. You've been told over and over again that you need to sacrifice in relationship or do more for others, yada, yada, yada. But the truth is that in a long-term relationship, the act of pleasing another factually breaks down your relationship. Now, let's just get this out of the way right now. A lot of the shit you have been taught about relationships is flat out wrong. Hence the sky-high divorce rate and the relationship misery everywhere you look. It's not your fault. It's not your parents' fault. Don't go blaming someone else. Just stop right there. Everyone was doing the best they could with the skills that they had. And I'm here now to offer you clarity and to show you the truth. Pleasing breaks down relationships. You can look back at some of the times when you felt resentful in your long-term relationship and see that if we rewind that tape, you were trying to please the other person. Maybe you were avoiding something, trying not to rock the boat, trying to do what you thought they wanted so it would go smoothly, whatever. But then you felt resentful. But here's the magic. The closed loop, this pattern, has just been invisible up until now. So you keep pleasing. And each time you are upset, surprised, or angry that it didn't work, and then felt resentful. But you kept trying to please. You kept doing the pleasing. You kept putting pleasing into the loop as the trigger. You kept getting back crappy boomerangs, and that left you feeling resentful in time. Now that you can see the loop, you can stop putting pleasing into the loop and stop the resentment you feel as a result. Of course, this begs the question then, if I'm going to stop pleasing, what am I supposed to do instead? Just tell everyone, like, screw you, I'm not doing anything for you? Clearly, that's not the answer for building up relationships. This is another spot where most folks misinterpret what I'm saying, so just want to be super clear. I get it. In the old broken relationship paradigm, it feels like the only two choices are either please, give in, or bulldoze, run over. But notice, whether you go into pleasing or bulldozing, both of those choices break down a relationship. You can see here on our chart, right? Both the pleasing and the bulldozing are both on the demand relationship side of the chart. They both break down the relationship. You can find out more about our chart in another episode, and I'll link to it in the description. So back to the question, if I'm not going to please and I'm not going to just bulldoze, what am I supposed to do? Well, the relationship development side of the chart shows that instead of the demand relationship option of pleasing, the relationship development solution is giving. Here's where most folks will say, like, aren't pleasing and giving just the same thing? No, they are absolutely not the same thing. I'll explain. When you go into pleasing, it breaks down the relationship. When you genuinely are giving, it builds up the relationship. Giving happens when you are genuinely and authentically happy to give, meaning I'm happy to give this regardless of the outcome. It truly makes me happy to give this. When your friends invite you over for dinner and you make a dessert that you love to make and bring it over for everyone, that's giving. Because you love making the dessert. You enjoyed spending part of your afternoon making it. Think of giving as when you do something you're happy to do, no strings attached. Meaning you don't need anything back from it. You don't need your friend to say thank you. You don't need them to try your dessert and tell you how good it is. So the predictable pattern and predictable outcomes are when you go into pleasing, it breaks down the relationship. When you genuinely are giving, it builds up the relationship, right? Pleasing breaks down the relationship. Giving builds up the relationship. This is a predictable pattern. You can stop pleasing and improve your results. You can increase giving and improve your results, or not, whatever you want. But please do not misunderstand me. People think that I'm saying that you should just decide to feel happy about the pleasing that you were already doing so you could call it giving. That's it. And it's a lie, and I'm not saying that. I'm never saying that. I know people sometimes think that I'm saying that you should just suck it up or let it go or deny how you feel or put the other person's feelings above yourself or whatever other garbage has been out there for a really long time. I'm not saying that. I'm never saying that. All of that is old, broken, demand relationship garbage. In a long-term relationship, you cannot pretend. When you ignore yourself to please someone else, do you feel closer to them? You already know the answer. It breaks down the relationship. I'm not saying you should do any of that. I understand that you're thinking that, but I'm not.
One time only in 2024, our life-changing three-day relationship breakthrough retreat event is back. RBR is the fastest way to a breakthrough in your marriage, parenting, and all your relationships. It's not a couples event. You don't need your partner to attend for you to get the results you want. This is our 13th RBR event. It's a proven breakthrough happening October 24th through the 26th. Don't miss your chance to transform your relationship, reignite the passion, and bring harmony back to your home. RBR is a live stream online event so you can attend from anywhere. Visit relationshipbreakthroughretreat.com for tickets and details.
So how do you stop pleasing and do giving instead? Well, the answer is you stop avoiding, escaping, and trying to prevent the issue between the two of you, and you actually solve it so that there's no longer an issue with what you are or are not giving. Now, there are a million examples of this and a million solutions. Let's take an example from a student question. Let's say her name is Lisa. And Lisa asks, my husband and I disagree on what to do during the morning routine time. He yells at our son and tells him to get ready for school on time or he loses his electronics for the day. I feel like that's not really helping, so I end up trying to help our son through his morning routine and get him out the door. Bill, my hubby, will then get upset with me for not being on a team with him and for coddling our son. I've been pleasing him lately and not getting involved, and Bill is still not happy because he knows that I'm not saying anything, but I still don't agree with him. I can't just agree when I really don't. How can I feel better about just letting Bill have his way here? This is an excellent question. A few key points here. First of all, agreeing is not giving. It's pleasing. So when you just agree with somebody and you really don't, so you pretend to agree, that's not giving, that's pleasing. That's why it feels bad for you. The other thing I'll point out here is one of these, the dynamics going on here is what Paul and I call the accidental alignment predicament, where you feel like you're just going to agree with the other person in the moment, or you'll deal with it in the moment, but you never really did the work outside the moment to solve this. So you didn't actually have conversations outside the moment to create a sustainable morning routine schedule. So you're in the moment, inside the moment of the kerfuffle, and you're having all kinds of like, I wouldn't say that. I don't see it that way. I'll go deeper on this in another episode. But that is an invisible alignment predicament problem because you're not going to align just invisibly accidentally. That needs to be planned. So the solution for this is actually having conversations outside the moment, not in the morning, which is inside the moment, and work towards a win-win for both you and your husband and your son, right? The win-win-win. And outside the moment, hearing what your husband's why is, what his goals are, and your why, your goals, and designing the win-win for that. I'll also go deeper on how to create the win-win in another episode. People don't do this work outside the moment, and they try not talking about, right? You're avoiding it, escaping it outside the moment, trying to deal with it inside the moment. These things don't get solved inside the moment. Inside the moment is like a my way versus your way tug of war. That's what you're feeling right there. So a lot of people will get stuck here and be like, how can I give? I can't just give in to what my husband wants because I don't agree with it. Well, there's a big perspective shift to have here. And the first is, and this is why we do this work outside the moment, to really understand the why and talk about this in a way that we can understand the other person's perspective. He wants him to be capable, independent, responsible, proud of himself, and he's trying to get him ready for life that way by using the morning routine to encourage those characteristics. I bet you want the same things for your son, right? So the how for how to get that result can change, and there's a million different hows to strategize on that outside the moment. But when it comes to the perspective shift to stop pleasing, the truth is, once you validate that his perspective has good intention and that you also feel that perspective of good intent for your son too, you can stop pleasing and start giving. You're not pretending. You actually feel that positive intention, right? You're not giving into the how that he's trying to do in that moment. You're giving to the why, meaning I also want our son to be prepared for life. I want him to be independent, autonomous, and capable and proud. And so I will put that why in my heart. I want that for my child as a mom. I'm giving as a mom towards the outcome of preparing our son for the future. And then there are a million hows that will still work there. And if you struggle to come up with those, you know, we're happy to do that. That's what we do. We have loads of stuff in our relationship development parenting program for that. But you can probably come up with 10 different hows yourself once you and your partner's why align, once you put your partner's why in your heart, his why for his son in your heart. Think about this. If you really held your husband's why, right, preparing his son for the world, in your heart, do you think that your husband would feel like you were on his team? Do you feel like his resistance to you might drop? The going from pleasing to giving begins with a shift in perspective. You can do this. If you need our help, we're here to help. We do this every day. But the principle here is relationship is a skill set. And when we default into pleasing or bulldozing, it's just because we ran to the end of our skill set to figure out how to get into giving and create alignment. Now, two more principles here, of course, are that pleasing breaks down relationship and giving builds up relationships. Now, but what if your partner won't listen to this podcast? What if they won't get the skill sets? What if they won't do the training? In our next episode, I'm going to dive into a crazy counterintuitive truth that Paul and I have found about relationships. It only takes one person to transform a relationship. I know, it goes against everything you've ever been told about relationships. Well, you know what I would say to that? A lot of what you've been taught about relationships was total garbage. The truth is, there is a way where you can get the results you want in your relationship without having to convince your partner to get on board and do this with you. Let's dive into that in the next episode, and I'll show you a way that you can never unsee. If you're ready to transform your relationship without compromise, without pleasing, and without couples counseling, then check out our free training in the episode description.
Okay, are you ready to catapult your relationship forward to the next level? In just 3 days, surrounded by relationship transformers on the journey with you? Then go grab your live event tickets at relationshipbreaktheretreat.com, and we will see you there.